Once upon a time, there was a mouse in a mouse world. Searching here and everywhere, searching here and everywhere, searching here and everywhere, he was a busy mouse. And one day, Mouse heard a sound. None of the other mice could hear the sound. He tried to get them to hear it, but they just couldn't understand. He tried to forget about it, but he couldn't. It was there. Stop. one day Mouse decided to leave, he had to investigate that sound. Said, I know for what you search for. The sound comes from this way. It is a river we approach. For the first time in Mouse's life, he left the safety of the mouse world. All kind of new, different smells and tastes and feelings. Mouse's senses were overwhelmed. Eventually, Raccoon and Mouse came to the river. Thank you. The river was beautiful. He had never seen anything like this in his life. The frog, keeper of the water, said, if you want to see something special, crouch down, mouse, and jump. And he jumped! And he caught just a glimpse of the sacred mountains. And
The river flows.
Mouse could hardly believe his eyes. He had seen the sacred mountains. Immediately he knew deep down in his soul he had to tell the mice in the mouse world what he had seen. I'll go back home directly, and I'll tell them what I've seen. He returned to the mouse world. He tried to tell them about his vision of the sacred mountains, but none of the mice would listen to him. He tried and he tried again, but all his pleas fell on deaf ears. Soon Mouse realized he was fighting an uphill battle. He knew he had to leave the safety of the land of mice. Nobody listens here. And he says to himself, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of the mouse world. It's time to leave. And so he left. And he traveled farther and farther away from the land of mice and all that he knew. And with his heart beating fast, Mouse moved on. And eventually, he came to a patch of sage in which lived an old mouse. It was a beautiful patch of sage. Thank you. This old mouse was living the life. Everything that a mouse could want. Living the dream. The fruit of all his labors, bearing nectar so sweet. He had arrived in the perfect world for a mouse. Living the dream, he thought. Living the dream, he thought. Living the dream. Living the dream. This new world with the old mouse was nothing short of paradise. Paradise. Paradise.
All streets of the city sloped down between deep canyons to a vast gate plaza full of darkness. Walls of street and plaza are perforated by dwelling cubicles and cafes, some a few feet deep, others extending out of sight in a network of rooms and corridors. At all levels, crisscrossing bridges, catwalks, cable cars, catatonic youths dressed as women in gowns of burlap and rocks and rags, painted in bright colors, over a strata and arabesque of broken scars with curly bone, pushed against the passerby in silent clinging existence. Traffickers in the flesh of a giant aquatic black centipede, sometimes attaining a length of 6 feet, found in a lane of black rocks and iridescent brown lagoons, exhibit paralyzed crustaceans in camouflage pockets of the plaza, visible only to the meat eaters, followers of obsolete, unthinkable trades, doodling in Etruscan, addicts of drugs not yet synthesized, black marketeers of World War III, excisers of telepathic sensitivity, osteopaths of the spirit, investigators of infractions, denounced by the bland, paranoid chess players, servers of fragmentary warrants taken down, in shorthand, charging unspeakable mutilations of the spirit.
Mouse was in ecstasy. Old Mouse told him that he'd heard of his mission to reach the sacred mountains, but that Mouse should really just stay there with him. That's an old mouse tale, he told Mouse. Live with me forever here in the perfect world for a mouse. Paradise. Mouse was tempted, but he remembered he had never reached the sacred mountains, his original mission. He politely declined Old Mouse's offer to stay and said, sorry, but I gotta do what I gotta do.
Thank you.
walked, walked, and walked until he heard something and thought, "What's that sound?" And he saw the biggest, most amazing creature he had ever seen in his life. A big brown mound of flesh, breathing slowly, lying on the ground. It was a buffalo. The buffalo was sick and told Mouse as much. He told him that he would probably die there unless he received help from a mouse. Mouse convened with himself, and as soon as he realized he must help so great a creature, his eye popped out. Flew into the eye of the buffalo, and he was healed. He told Mouse, "I know of your dream to see the sacred mountains. Come with me. I will protect you. No need to fear." Run with me across the prairie, Mouse. Run with me. No need to fear. No need to fear. My great buffalo hooves will shake the whole world. 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 Great buffalo hooves will shake the whole world. 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 My great buffalo hooves will shake the whole world. Shake the whole world. My great buffalo hooves will shake the whole world. Shake the whole world. Buffalo hooves will shake the whole world. Buffalo hooves will shake the whole world. Buffalo hooves will shake the whole world. 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 For I am the buffalo, and I will protect you. Thank you.
forsake the whole world. Buffalo 360. Shake the whole world. Shake the whole world. Shake the whole world.
Buffalo told him, "I've taken you as far as I can take you. Now you are on your own. Thank you, friend. Thank you, brother. You'll meet a friend of mine halfway up the mountain." And as after Mouse left, halfway up the mountain, he met Wolf. The wolf was in a bad state. He was sick. He could not remember his own name or that he was even a wolf. Mouse realized, quite like the buffalo, he had to help the wolf. But he only had one eye left. He thought to himself, some things are more important than self. And as soon as he realized that he had to help the wolf, his eye pops out. And goes into the eye of the wolf.
Thank you.
wolf told him, I know of your wish to see the sacred mountains. I'll take you there. And they walked up the last stretch of mountain before the peak. And they reached the peak. And Wolf said, sorry, Mouse, but I have to leave you here. The mouse understood, but he had no eyes left. He was now completely, completely blind. And he sat there at the peak of the sacred mountain, trembling and breathing in fear. And soon he felt something pulling him under. He was tired. He was tired. And he was slowly. Slowly began to drift back into consciousness. He was weary, but somehow he felt replenished. He couldn't tell quite what was different, but he knew it was different. Somehow different. As he came to his senses, the keeper of the water reappeared to him. Mouse, you've reached the peak of the sacred mountains. Drink from the great medicine lake. As low as you can, and jump as high as you can. And the mouse jumped. And he heard, "Now you are eagle." You are eagle. Now you are eagle.